The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 19th of July, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. Linda is with the house painter today.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting swatches of paint on the side of the house so that we can all sit there and look at it for a week and decide which one we want. You know, I'm holding out for the surrealistic purple haze. So far, I've been voted down. So good morning, Sue.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm just waiting. You know, I said, this is what I like. And everybody looked at me, so I don't think that one's going to even make it on the wall. So, you know, purple hay. Okay. Hey, what's weather look like for the weekend?
Today, it looks like it's going to be sunny. You can expect a high of 97, lows dropping into 70s. Now, for tomorrow and throughout the weekend, sunny with a high of 99 for both Saturday, Sunday, and heading into Monday. For Tuesday, temperatures right around 98 degrees under sunny skies. It's mostly clear and 72 degrees as a heat wave grips the central to United States. We are lucky. We're only going to see highs in the upper 90s while they can experience temperatures all the way up to 115. It is currently clear and 72 degrees in downtown Reading.
Okay. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Also puts, if you're suffered from the car fire and you're out there living on your site in an RV or a camper or whatever you're living out there, a trailer, he will put a 120-gallon propane tank out there for you for free so you don't have to keep taking out your small propane tanks and filling them up every week. Turn on the pilot light, turn off the pilot light, all this stuff. 120-gallon tank for free and give you a super, super, super deal on the propane. This is one of the ways that Chuck and Judy give back to our community, one of many ways. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And I have a quick look at your road conditions this morning. We have a traffic collision, no injuries at Corning Road, Black Butte Road. Traffic backing up, a live or deceased animal. That is on Homestead Lane, and quite a bit of construction. So pretty much if you're traveling, Interstate 5, north of Reading, between Reading and the Oregon border, expect at least an hour delay. Also between Reading and Cottonwood, lots of construction. That is on Interstate 5. On 299 east and west, expect delays due to ongoing construction, also on 44 and 99. So pretty much any direction, you will run into construction and possible delays.
Okay. Hey, if it's Friday, and we must be here with Jim from Haven Humane.
That's right.
I assume you're taking Amy's spot here.
Oh, yeah. Amy is taking a well-deserved vacation this weekend, so I'm filling
that's
in
good.
For her.
I bet she's fishing, too.
I think she is.
I think she is. So who do we have here?
I brought with me today Kobe. He's an 8.5-year-old good boy. He's a beautiful golden pit bull mix. Like I said, about 8.5-year-old, so he's considered a senior in the dog world. And because of that, the PALS Fund actually pays half of his adoption fee. And we had some awesome volunteers who ponied up the rest of the adoption fee. So he's ready to go home with the license fee.
So he's just, it's almost free.
Almost free.
Almost free there. And he's he's quiet. He walked in, sniffed my hands, looking around the area there. Yeah, I didn't think he was. Is he sitting or lying down now?
He's sitting down right now. He was lying down earlier, likes to, roll on his back. You know, I don't like to say free. I like to say priceless.
Priceless. There he is, priceless. So you can come on down and take a look at Kobe and take Kobe home. And because he's a little bit older, he's probably not as rambunctious and probably could get with a family.
Yeah, that's
how
right.
How is he with kids and everything?
We've rated him just for with kids, older kids, because of his age. He's got a little bit of that stiffness to his joints and stuff like that. So probably he's not looking for young kids to wrestle around with him, right. But if they're respectful kids and give him the room he needs and let him relax when he needs to,
yeah,
I think he'd do well with anybody.
It's very much like I am. Yeah. You come over and wrestle with me at certain times of the day. I'm you know what? I bare my teeth.
Yeah.
And, but I, Kobe won't. But Kobe is some, for somebody with, you know, maybe an older, maybe just a couple.
That would be awesome.
You know,
yeah.
You got, you know, and you could take out for walks along the trail. He moves real easy.
Yeah, he does move real easy. He, you know, the worst thing for something like arthritis is just standing around doing nothing. It's better to get out there and do a little bit of exercise. So
sure.
That's what he's looking for.
Okay. He's looking for a forever home. You know, so where'd you get him?
He came in as a stray 179 days ago. So
oh
he's
gosh.
Been with us way too long.
Way too long. You know, a stray when you're 8 years old.
Yeah.
So, you know, somebody left town or he may have belonged. Who knows who he belonged to?
Yeah, who knows?
And but he's been getting cared for and loved on and walked regularly and all those neat things that you guys do.
That's right. Yeah. And he came in. He had something called entropion where the eyelids kind of curl inwards. So we actually did the surgery on his eyelids so that he can blink like a real dog. He's got chronic dry eyes. It's just a little ointment you put in there to help him getting goop in there. But, yeah. We try to give the best care we can to every dog that comes through the doors.
And he's not a he's not an aggressive dog.
Not at all. Not at all.
So, you know, and this is here's a chance to take an older pet home, and you know that you can have and enjoy right away.
That's right. Yeah, if he's ready to walk out the door today, he's a senior pet. Not only does it help an animal that really needs it, it gives you a good story to tell your friends. Hey, I rescued this senior dog. Had no other person.
Yeah, arrested this old cat here. Yeah, this old dog here, and he fits right into family. Probably goes in, finds a place, crashes in the sun or over the air conditioning vent.
Yeah, that's going to be him.
That's going to be him. Okay, Jim. Hey, anything else going on over at Haven Humane? I know we had that huge golf tournament the other week.
Yeah, we had
last
a golf
Friday,
tournament
in fact.
Last Friday. Yeah,
yeah, we were out there on remote. For
yes,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I heard it went great. I was stuck at the office that day, but all reports say it was a pretty fun day.
It was.
We have a couple more fun events coming up. The 27th we're doing of July, we're doing a cooking class, Les Cuisines de Haven, where we're doing Chef Keith is doing a whole tropical-themed meal. Tickets are $75. You go and learn how to cook the whole meal. There's drinks, non-alcoholic and alcoholic. Whatever floats your
boat.
Is
that included?
That's included in that ticket.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
An open bar. Open bar, Redding. An open bar. Yeah, don't tell the Sunset Rotary about this.
Or,
no, No. It would be... No, just don't tell the Sunset Rotary about
Sounds
this.
Good.
Hey, open bar, guys, you know, and you get fed.
Yeah, and then the Saturday after that, we have our Zumba Bash, which is one of our annual fundraisers. If you're not familiar with Zumba, it's this dancing exercise. You go out there and...
That's the one that Mark wears, those spandex.
That's right,
the
yes.
The neon spandex.
Yeah, in fact, last time I was here, we talked about him and spandex at the Zumba
Bash. That's right.
Bash,
you know what? He keeps saying that's not... You know what? Yeah, frankly, Mark, you didn't look that bad. You know, and he has the Air Force symbol, too.
Yeah.
On the back of it.
Yeah, that's a fun time. So come on down if you're interested in seeing Mark in spandex or just dancing.
Just dancing and raising money for Haven Humane. Because,
that's right.
You know, the fund, Haven Humane exists on funds, on fundraising.
Yes, that's
and
right.
Donations
yeah.
And volunteers. Mm-hmm. And here's your chance to help out an organization that does so much for our community. Can you imagine if Haven Humane wasn't here? I mean, just think about that. When you call for somebody to pick up an animal, I mean, how's that going to happen? We're already stretched to the limit in the county funds and all these other
That's
things
right.
that imagine if Haven Humane wasn't here and just even a small donation, you know, $5 a month would go, you know, if everybody gave $5 a month, Haven Humane would have no problems at all.
Yeah, so. And without those donations, we wouldn't be able to do the things like the surgery, the repair we performed on Kobe here. He'd still be having his eyelids scratching his eyeballs every time he blinked, you know. So,
oh, yeah.
So it's important we get those donations to help us do that extra stuff, go above and beyond.
There you go. Haven Humane. Jim, thank you so much. And Kobe, good luck here, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. I was wondering if – I'm trying to check out this one thing. Oh, the Anderson Rotary Prime Rib Dinner is going to be this Saturday. At the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Doors open at 5 p.m. Tickets are $35. It's got a no-host bar. The dinner starts at 6:30. Special gun drawings, great raffle prizes, great prizes. And I have two tickets. Two tickets I'm going to give away at 7:30. So if you would like to go there for the two, you know, and go to the Anderson Rotary Prime Rib Dinner for all the proceeds going to the Frontier Senior Center, for the $70 that I'm getting ready to give away at 7:30. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, about 72 degrees today, going up to close to 100 today. We'll be right back.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Cookies and yogurt with three locations. Cookies, not just any old cookies.
Not just any old yogurt.
Gourmet cookies.
And gourmet yogurt. Smooth, creamy, high-quality yogurt. You can top with candy, syrup, fresh fruit, and cookies.
Really good cookies.
Really good yogurt.
On Hartnell Avenue and Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday. And inside the Mount Shasta Mall, also open Sunday.
Really good yogurt.
And really good cookies. It's cookies.
And yogurt.
Check us out online at cookies.
And yogurt.
Redding.com. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. Adamson'sPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
And can you feel the love tonight?
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio station. Good morning, by 7:20 here on Friday the 19th. It's about 73 degrees up out there, going up into the low hundreds today. A lot of things going on, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Football season is almost here. Did you know that Sleep Number was the sleep and wellness partner of the NFL? They've hoped to bring game-changing sleep to everyone, from parents to pro players. Yeah, you know those big guys, we weigh 350 pounds. You need to be able to set that mattress firmness the way you want it. I imagine for them it's at 100, but I don't know if it makes any difference when you weigh 350 pounds when you're sleeping on it. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed adjusts on either side, so as you move through the night, it adjusts to your movements. And, of course, Sleep Number gives you is the only bed that allows you to have your own firmness on your mattress, and your partner has their firmness. My Sleep Number setting is 60, and then the Sleep Number setting is 40. This is something, since marriage is a compromise, we don't have to compromise on that. It's kind of cool, right? Now and then you don't like to compromise. Well, there it is. And if you go down to the Sleep Number store, you can enter for a chance to win a Sleep Number 360 smart bed and a trip for two to the Super Bowl 54 in Miami. However, you have to visit a Sleep Number store, its Facebook page, or via mail for official rules and other ways to entry, but you can do it just by going down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. That's right. You get a chance to enter for a prize to get a 360 smart bed or a trip for two to Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Just head on down to our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Okay. A number of things going on today. All right. Top Gun is back.
Yes.
They released the trailer yesterday. They're going to the movie's going to premiere next summer. But the trailer, if you haven't seen it, it's pretty cool. And it's Maverick, 30 years later?
He still looks amazing. Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's doing, but he has the key to longevity. Yeah, he still looks great.
Yeah, and he's talking to a two-star admiral and who says, look at your record. And he goes through all these things, shot down the last person to shoot down three fighter planes, enemy fighter planes. You know, you've done all this stuff. He said, you should be a two-star admiral. He says, you're a captain in the Navy. And Cruise looks at him. He says, always been a mystery to me. But guess who else is in it? Val Kilmer.
Yes.
Val Kilmer.
Okay, man.
So the story is that Maverick goes back to the Top Gun school as an instructor, and Val Kilmer is the commander of the Top Gun school. So, you know what? And by the way, they do have a volleyball game that's going to be, remember the famous volleyball game during...
Any woman at the time could not forget. But it also, was such a fun film to watch. The hero, bounces back after he kills his best friend, Goose. And I know that's not really the film itself, but I think, things happen and happen in life. But he was so hot at the time, just box office draw. But it's amazing how, people just still love the music and still love that movie.
It was a great soundtrack. Plus, Goose's son is going to be in this. It's been that long. So, Yeah, Goose's son, I guess, is one of the pilots that's going through Top Gun. So, it's going to be one of those movies that's just going, I think, because it did so well before, and it's got a lot of the same people in it. and some really good actors. So I think that there's a chance that this could be a huge hit.
Oh, I think it's
going to
be huge.
But if you get a chance, just look at the trailer. The trailer's pretty cool.
You know, Val Kilmer, it's good to see him back because I know he struggled with cancer.
Yeah.
And to see him back in action, that is wonderful. I like to see him on the big screen in a movie that you can look forward to seeing, The Lion King. The Lion King looks like they're set to launch in a record 4,725 domestic locations this weekend. Industry expectations look like 175 to 180 million, but it looks like it's going to top that. Even Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, they're expecting to, once again, top that amount and figure at the box office. So lots of great movies coming out.
Well, why wasn't the same ballyhoo given for Ice Soldiers?
For Ice Soldiers?
Ice Soldiers, yes. Of course, it's a really pretty much a B movie that I saw on Netflix. And it was pretty much it's pretty much what you would imagine. Okay.
Some rando movie. You're like, I wonder why it didn't do so well.
Yeah.
That you just, you know, you hit the nail on the head. It's some random movie no one's heard about. Well, I guess now people are going to go, you know, there's this really great movie Carl recommended on Netflix.
No,
so,
I did not recommend that.
Oh.
Okay. Hey, the House passes a $15 minimum wage law. Now, think about this. This is a federal wage law for $15 an hour to be fully implemented by 2025. The Congressional Budget Office, which is a nonpartisan office, has said this is going to cost close to 2 million jobs and cause all types of businesses, small businesses, to go out of business if that's implemented. And here's the thing is, it is purely a political thing for election year, purely. That's what it's about. They're going to say, oh, are you for livable wages for families, for people working in low wage jobs? Well, the answer to that is that this is a $15 an hour job. What I'd write to them, and I'd write to whoever voted for it and said, which one? And I'd give a list of my people. And, you know, if things stayed the same, which one of my people do you want to want me to fire? Because I'd have to do that. I'd have to let somebody go, make up their salary so I could pay the other people. That's exactly what would happen. And the other thing, too, is $15 an hour in San Francisco or Seattle or Los Angeles or something like that is one thing. But when you get out to Reading, a $15 an hour job with the our economy the way it is, or Iowa or Idaho or certain places in Nevada, smaller areas, you know, $15 an hour is what you're paying people that have skills that they can, you know, they've been working for you for years. So this means that the person walks into my offices here that we have to train for 3 weeks on how to be a producer, I have to pay him $15 an hour. And then that means the other people who've got more skills, I'm going to have to pay them more than that. Because, I mean, you know, they've been on the job. So, you know, as this comes up to 2025, and I have to hire anybody that walks through the door that we're trying to get in here a minimum of $15 an hour. That means other people I've got in here are going to be up to $20 an hour. It's not the wage, which is going to be tough, but all the things that go along with it. Taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pay, you know, Social Security. I have to pay Medicare. I have to pay other taxes to the feds and the state for the employment of people. Workers' comp. All of these insurances, you know, that we have to pay on this. So when you get to this, I wonder how many businesses by the time this rolls in. And by the way, that increases the minimum wage right now. It doubles it over it. It goes more than doubles it than what the minimum wage is now. Minimum wage hasn't been looked at in years. Okay, so maybe it needs to come up, but to $15 an hour?
Well, there are some skilled professionals who went to school, and that's what they're making right now. And so, and think about, you know, how much are the all these other jobs that people have been in that have, you know, pretty much been close to that wage, and now people that are unskilled are going to be able to walk in and take that job, maybe because, you know, oh, they're younger, or, you know, you're going to be able to, you know, go through and weed the valley, basically, and pay these people this amount. And it's going to have repercussions. Everything is going to go up. Everything
well,
you purchase is going to go
see,
up.
The first thing you're going to see is the icons you already see in some of the fast food places. It's going to be in every fast food place.
Automated.
You're going to see the more automation they can push in there because a hamburger flipper, which they've already got, which they've invented, and it's working in a restaurant down in Southern California, they're going to be everywhere. So how many people then do you really need to run a McDonald's or a Taco Bell or something like this? Taco Bell maybe more because you have to fold burritos, but I'm sure they've got machines that'll do that. But just say on the hamburger, so you can cut say half the people you have working there because you can automate it. Because people will come in and just look at the icon, so I'll have this and this and this. You push your card in, or you put your money in. It gives you change, and then somebody hands you your food. This is going to be where it's going to. So how many jobs is that going to cost? Millions of jobs. And then am I going to hire a kid out of high school who's just wanting a summer job for $15 an hour?
Nope.
No, of course not.
Because
for $15 an hour, you know, what am I going to get from that? Okay, I'm going to cut your grass. $15 an hour. I mean, is that the minimum wage you have to pay kids that are cutting grass or doing your gardening or anything? $15 an hour. We had Bruce Dean in here, who has, you know, the Black Bear Diners, charged ball, but you know he owns Black Bear Diners, all of them, and he talked about it. He was also the president of the California Restaurant Association, and he is a very moderate socially, but when he starts talking about a $15 wage, he can just tell you right now there's a lot of the fast food franchises are working on a 3% profit margin, and you add another $2 or $3 per person for wages, there goes your profit margin. Or you start putting, you have to pass that on to consumers. Well, the consumers then, instead of saying going to a restaurant three times a week, they go twice a week or maybe once a week because the prices have gone up that much, and they find other things that they spend their money on. I mean, it's the impact. Just the immediate impact is going to be huge, but then that trickle down, it's going to be, and the whole reason, the entire reason the House of Representatives passed this, besides the fact that they're very liberal and they're all moving into the socialist bent, is that it's going to be used as an election issue. Oh, you don't want to pay people a living wage. The Senate's going to kill it. It'll never get through the Senate. I mean, so just talking about it, you could say, well, you're just wasting your time. No, because this is something that's going to keep coming up. It's going to keep coming up. In fact, the state of California is in the process of doing this. Anyway, got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, veteran, owns his business. He's been in the business for about 30 years. He's truly from the old school. Each and every repair is a sign of the quality workmanship that he prides himself on. He doesn't practice. He knows what he's doing. He can fix that little bitty chip, or he can fix a crack over 2.5 feet in length. I see RVs, the big RVs in there all the time with those huge windshields that have got something wrong with them, and he's out there fixing them. Whether it's that RV or your Volkswagen Beetle, he can fix it. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. 7:33 in the morning, about 74 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice.
This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane.
Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Stay tuned for an important message for conservative Republican voters.
This is former California Republican Party Chairman Jim Brulte, and I'm on your radio today supporting Assembly candidate Megan Dolley. Megan Dolley is the kind of Reagan Republican we need, a no-nonsense conservative. Megan is tough, smart. She's got real-world experience as a small businesswoman. You can count on Megan Dolley to do what's right for the North State.
I'm Republican Megan Dolley. I've spent my whole life here in the North State. I'm a farmer, wife, and mother. I strongly oppose overregulation and higher taxes, and I will vote to protect Prop 13. I'll fight to secure our border and end the sanctuary state policies that protect illegal alien criminals. In the Assembly, I'll work as hard for the North State as I do for my own family. We are strong together.
Ad paid for by Megan Dolley for Assembly.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite's got a great deal going on right now. They call it the Stars and Stripes Package. For all your active duty, reserve, veterans, and active first responders, you can get some special deals here. Your first movie rental fee for each month, is free each month for 4 years of service. Free upgrade to Hopper 2 so you can stream TV on Dish anywhere while deployed or right here in town. And you can only get this at B&T Satellite, your local satellite dealer. B&T Satellite, Doug Tooley. Give them a call at 241-3474-241-DISH. Plus, there's a number of gift certificates that are out there. You can save some real money right now with B&T Satellite. You know, you want to make a change, so now's the time to do it. Dish Satellite, I've had Dish Satellite for, I don't know, years and years. And anytime I've had a problem, they were quick to come out and fix it if it's from right here, or even calling back on their national level to get some things done that way. They've always been very, very helpful. Dish Satellite and B&T Satellite, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, 241-3474. Okay, I said I was going to give away these Frontier Senior Dinner Prime Rib Dinners. $35 tickets. It's going to be this Saturday, July 20th. Doors open at 5, dinner at 6:30 at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center on Fasaro Hall. And this is I'm going to give it to the third caller. So give us a call at 605-4567. Third caller, 605-4567 gets two free tickets to the Frontier Senior Center, a $35 ticket. So that's $70 worth of tickets, and you're going to have a great time. I want to talk about Facebook a little bit today. You know, I've been on Facebook more in the last 3 or 4 days because I'm, you know, I see things. I see not trends, but maybe it's just because I wasn't paying attention to it. But, you know, I hear so much about Trump and how he is a quote hater and a racist and all this. And he has disavowed the chance of send her back. You know, that happened at the rally. And he says, you know what, I don't agree with that. And I don't want that to happen again. But then I start, you know, you start reading the comments on Facebook. And you see the things that people are saying, about him. And, you know, things like, self-serving narcissist, horrible person, a horrible president, blah, blah, blah. This one, this country is in sad, sad shape under this idiot. He thrives on propagating hatred and division. He has absolutely no idea of democracy. He is only in this to become a dictator like Hitler and is proving to be on his way to achieving the goal. So I just went back and said, so those who support the president are Nazis. And that person comes back and says, no, I didn't say that. I do believe they're gullible and blind to what is happening, just like what happened in Germany under Hitler. Read your history books. We are repeating something horrific. You know, I get into that, but this is just probably not even the worst ones I see. So here we are, all these people talking about, you know, Trump followers or haters or racist. Every one of you, if you voted for Trump, you are a Nazi sympathizer. You know, from people who have no idea what Nazis were. They call detention camps down there concentration camps and equate them to places where 6 million Jews and millions other died under the Nazis in these camps. They talk about the hatred everybody has for people not like them, all these millions and millions of people, and that we're on the track of having Trump take over the nation like Hitler did. I mean, really. And if people believe this, and I find this, you know, I find this really, really interesting. I mean, you talk about, you try to draw a parallel between 1933 Germany, which was in the middle of the horrible depression and all these other things that are going on with them where they were taking money in wheelbarrows to buy a loaf of bread. And you talk about our country. And when you control all of the press, which is what happened there, and all the media outlets and the movies and everything, you could probably, you know, you've probably got to step up on that. Well, Trump does not control any of the press, I think, as everybody knows. And then you have the internet. Whether you like it or not, the internet offers you thousands of stories every day from all outlooks of life. And then you have, you know, a number of other things. You have people that are not going to have their rights taken away. They're not going to sign away their rights as people in Germany did. And then it to the point, and then it was too late. And then you also have something else. You have police forces. You have the wall, your firewall is the U.S. military. U.S. military is not going to roll on something like this. And yet people, you know, and when you point this out to people, it's like, no, you know what? He's a Nazi, and the people that are following him, they believe in him, and they're racist too. They're racist, they're bigots, they're homophobics, they're xenophobics. They just, you know what? If he's like that and they support him, that's what they are. I see the amount of hatred being pushed out, the amount of hatred being pushed out by people on Facebook. And then I think to myself, is Facebook a hate platform? You know, they say, oh, no, we take things down. Well, you know, okay, they take things down. But when you see statements like this, you know, why don't they just say, you know, if he continues along this path, he's going to be take over the whole country, so he should be replaced. I haven't seen that one yet. I haven't seen the one where it says, oh, he needs to be impeached, he needs to be impeached, he needs to be impeached. Okay. But I haven't seen the one that says somebody needs to end his presidency.
Well, we have how many?
I have heard people say that, but it's not like a million followers on this or 1,000 or even 100 that says it says violence toward President Trump, even though it's alluded to in so many other times and things that people are saying. But you call me a Nazi, And I look at a person, and I, first of all, I realize how ignorant they are. And well, frankly, I don't really care what most people think anyway about me. In fact, almost all people, what they think about me. So when somebody calls me a Nazi, I look at them and I think, you're, how ignorant you are. Or you're a racist, but you don't even know me. You don't know my background. You don't know the, you don't know who I am to say something like that. And, you know, that, you know, serving in the military quickly teaches you that men are equal and women are equal of all colors, all, you know, all ethnic groups, all religions, they're equal. Oh, yeah. And you have no problem at all working with blacks and Hispanic and Asians, women, gays, non-gays. You quickly, if you have a problem with it, you don't last in the Marine Corps, whether you're enlisted or an officer. You don't last. It is probably the most equal organization that exists in the United States. And there may be a couple exceptions. But as far as, you know, as far as people rising on their own merit, military is a really huge example of this, and it's too bad maybe we don't have the same kind of leadership and qualifications like this in business. We got to take a quick break. We got people on the line here waiting. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. This is a locally owned, locally operated gun store that has every type of firearm you could possibly want, all the accessories. They got classes on concealed carry, hunter safety, and more. And John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, and they have great customer service. They have employees been there for 10 years. 10 years. Think about that in the gun business. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, and veterans, he gives discounts. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:46 in the morning, 74 degrees out there, going up to 101 today.
I need somebody help, not just anybody.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five-Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five-Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five-Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Jerry, you won the tickets to the Prime Rib Feed. Come on in today and pick them up while we're here. We should be here at around 3 o'clock today. And if you're looking for those baseball tickets, some people I see still out there, Joni, you need to come in and pick up your tickets. And I'm going to give away four more tickets to the Colt 45s. Remember, we've only got a few more games left before August 3rd. So if you want some tickets to go see the Colt 45s, give us a call in a couple minutes because all the phone lines are filled up. In fact, let's go to the phone lines. Terry, good morning. Hello, Terry. You're on. Terry?
I'm here, buddy. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
My other phone's ringing. You know how it is. Anyway, good morning.
Good morning. What you got?
Well, basically, I wanted to give a bit of a rundown on what's going on with the election in District 1 very quickly. Last night, the Republican Central Committee in Reading met in for Shasta County. The vote was Patrick Jones 8, Megan Daly 3, Lane Rickard 3, and Joe Turner 0. Even though Patrick was ahead, he didn't get the endorsement of the Republican Central Committee because three people went in there and abstained. I don't know why you'd walk in and not vote, but they abstained. And so that made it to where he didn't get the required 11.
Well, why would they?
County,
why would they?
Patrick Jones had 19.
Terry. Why would they abstain?
I'm sorry.
Why would they abstain? Isn't their job to vote?
I'm just trying to give you a report, pal. I have no idea why they abstained. Why would you go in and abstain? Why would you do that? Why would you say you're not going to vote? Why would
it's
you
like,
do that?
It's like voting present.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to do this for you so you get the information.
Okay. I thought you know everything, Terry. I just thought I'd ask.
Well, you can ask them. I don't even know who they are. How would we know who they are?
Oh, I thought it sounded like you were there.
I was there. Oh. But you don't know. They don't say, well, you know, Joe voted this way and
Nancy
voted
secret,
that way.
Secret ballot.
The tally.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
It's kind of like our votes. They're private.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I going too fast, buddy?
Don't start, Terry.
No,
we still have the off switch here. Okay, what's the next one?
Then in Placer County, Patrick got 19, and he won there, the endorsement. Megan got 6, and the other guys spread out the other 2-3 votes. In Nevada County, Patrick won, but he didn't get the endorsement because the same issue happened. He didn't have the two-thirds majority he needed. So right at this point, and this is just an observation, the clear front runner right now is Patrick Jones, which is interesting. Lane Rickard is and Megan Daly are pretty close.
He's an interesting young man. Lane Rickard is.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I had lunch with him the other day, yeah. And he's a really neat young guy. I mean, you know, there's got a lot of good people. The thing is, we have a lot of good people running for one spot. It'd be nice if we could spread them all around, wouldn't it?
Be nice if we could put all of them into different counties. And
yeah, that's spread them around. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ter.
All right, buddy.
All right. Hey, good morning, Roberta. Roberta, good morning. Hello, Roberta.
I'm here.
I'm ready.
Getting back to the Nazis, I don't know, five, six, seven, 8 years ago, on Douglas Boulevard down in Roseville, in the Granite Bay, there is a strawberry, a little strawberry stand on the right side. Do you know where I mean, Carl?
I actually do know what you mean, because Linda's parents live down off of the Douglas Boulevard down there. And I think,
right.
Is that what you're talking about?
Well, someone had spray painted swastikas all over that little building. And I remember mentioning it to my daughter-in-law. It's owned by, I think, a Japanese family. And I said, what a stupid, sad thing. And she said, oh, it's no big deal. So that's a college-educated, very intelligent lady, and this is why we're in the trouble we are in.
It is a big deal. It is a big deal that people are painting swastikas on anything.
That's right, but here, this is what the colleges are putting out there. Now then, getting back to the minimum wage, can you imagine what this is going to do to seniors?
On fixed income.
Doubling the minimum wage, but our Social Security, all of that raises up maybe 1 to 2% a year.
Maybe.
So how are we going to be able to buy our groceries even?
Well, you know what?
Well,
it's, we are the Democrats are so into paying for medical care for illegals, and you know, I want to give medical care to illegals. I want to do this, education, housing, and all this. Yet you're absolutely right. Medicare goes up 1% a year. Military raises for retirees, and you know, for retired military goes up about. It's tied to the Social Security one. We have people in this country that are born here. They're, you know, they could go, you know, could get help with their education. Yet for some reason, the Democrats, many of the Democrats, not all the Democrats, but many of the Democrats are pushing this idea is that an illegal person, a person here legally, in other words, a lawbreaker, life and comfort is worth more than a senior citizen. Where did this come from? How could people say this is right?
Well, they can't. But here's the whole thing, Carl. We have had, and I include myself, our heads in the sand for so many years that we've let this go on and on and on. And now you're going to see not only price increases, but homeless increases too, because people are going to be forced out of their homes and there's not enough housing to take them in. So what are we going to do with that?
Well, we already, as we know, have a problem with that. The, you know, the fact is that having a 50, it's nothing but a political ploy from people who don't own businesses, who are, I talked to Brian Daly. And he says of all the, when he was in the assembly, there were only five members in the assembly that had businesses where they wrote paychecks out. Think about that.
Yeah.
And there lies in the problem. We have people that haven't served in the military in our leadership position, not leadership, but our elected positions, because using the term leadership is scary. In our elected positions, many who have never served in the military, many who have never seen an atrocity and yet use the term atrocity. People have never seen the atrocities of dictators yet accuse Trump and his followers. And I guess a follower is anybody that voted for Trump of being like that. You know, these people preach hate. They stand for hate. And then they accuse, of Trump and any of the people that voted for Trump to be that way. I just find it just so sad. And we got to run because we've run out of time. Thanks, Roberta.
All right. Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Hey, we got to take a break for the news. Adam McElveen is joining us right after the break. We're going to be talking sales taxes, internet, business, you name it. We're going to be talking about it. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, this is KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The first major heat wave of the summer kicking into high gear today across a vast area from the Rockies all the way to the East Coast.
From the lee of the Central Rockies through a good part of the Midwest, Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and into the Northeast. And across those areas, temperatures will be in the 95 to 100 degree range. And when you factor in the humidity levels, the heat indices are going to be in the 105 to 110 degree range.
Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service says it's dangerously high heat and humidity. All of the usual precautions apply. Stay hydrated. Avoid strenuous outdoor activity. Check on elderly neighbors and those without AC. Also check the car for kids and pets before leaving the vehicle. Some relief from the heat is expected to arrive next week. Iran says all of its drones accounted for after President Trump said that one of them was downed by a U.S. Navy warship in the strategic Strait of Hormuz.
Trump said the USS Boxer took defensive action after an Iranian drone closed to within 1,000 yards of the warship and ignored multiple calls to stand down. But the Iranian military says all its drones returned safely to their bases and denies that there was any confrontation with a U.S. vessel. Trump blamed Iran for provocative and hostile action and said the U.S. responded in self-defense.
Correspondent Zaria Shackley says oil prices have ticked a bit higher following word of the latest incident in the Persian Gulf region. At least 8 people dead, 33 wounded. A bombing outside the gates of Kabul University in the Afghan capital. The explosion set 2 vehicles on fire. At this point, it's not clear whether it was a suicide bombing or the device was remotely detonated. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 70 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 11 and the S&P 3 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Nothing yet from investigators on a motive for this week's deadly arson fire at a Japanese animation production studio. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo reports a fire claimed 33 lives.
It is still not clear whether police have been able to question the chief suspect in this horrifying arson attack. The man is in hospital and is reported to have suffered severe burns. But eyewitnesses who saw police detain him say the suspect was visibly angry and could be heard complaining that the Kyoto Animation Company had stolen his ideas. The owner of the company has now confirmed that he had received threatening letters in recent weeks, but he has no idea if they were connected to the attack.
Germany is marking the 75th anniversary of the most famous plot to kill Hitler, the German government honoring those who resisted the Nazis as pillars of the country's modern-day democracy. News and analysis at townhall.com. The second round lineup for the Democratic debates is all set.
The debates are being held over 2 nights, July 30th and 31st in Detroit. Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren headline the first night along with Senator Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Governor Steve Bullock, Congressman Tim Ryan, former Governor John Hickenlooper, former Congressman John Delaney, and author Marianne Williamson. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris are matched again in night 2. with Senator Cory Booker, entrepreneur Andrew Yang, Julian Castro, Mayor Bill de Blasio, Senator Michael Bennett, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, and Governor Jay Inslee. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Don't say man-made, man-hole, or man-power in Berkeley, California. City leaders there voting to replace about 40 gender-specific words in the city code with gender-neutral terms. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Linda is out with the painter today. They're putting swatches of paint, Eagle Eye Painting and Dan Scott, on our house so then we can look at them for a week and say which one of those colors we like the best so they can start in August on the painting of our house, which is going to be a big deal. I think I've been voted down. I was into Purple Haze for a long time. It's kind of like purple with some stars in it for the house. And I don't think Linda took me. I don't think she took me seriously. I said, "Well, look, if we took this one, and you stand back and you take a paintbrush and you kind of flip it, and you get that kind of that look." And she just looked at me. I mean, and she didn't even answer me when I said I was going for the purple haze look. Adam, I got Adam McElveen in here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Lift that up a little bit there, buddy. Right. Otherwise, you're going to be laying on the table there. Yeah, you're fine. Hey, 8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue's at the helm. And Sue, let us know what's going on here with the weather.
Well, today in the North Valley, it's going to be sunny. You can expect a high of right around 97 with lows dropping down to 73 degrees. And for tomorrow and throughout the weekend, 99 with overnight lows dropping down in the 70s, 99 for Monday and 98 for Tuesday with lows dropping down to around 72 degrees. Now, we do have a heat wave from the central to eastern United States. Triple-digit temperatures expected, so be careful if you are planning on traveling. It's currently clear and 72 degrees. If you are traveling, we do have quite a bit of road construction. Now, if you are traveling the I-5 corridor between Redding and Cottonwood, expect possible delays also between Redding and all the way up to the Oregon border, stop-and-go traffic, and an hour delay at least. So just fill up your tank.
Delay.
An hour delay.
That's right. Somebody told me
it could be up to two.
They told me it took them 3 hours longer to get back from the coast on 4th of July weekend. They were down to one lane. Oh, my goodness.
And on 299 west towards the coast, expect possible delays. Also on 44 and 99. So pretty much if you are traveling, give yourself an extra hour or two. Any direction you're heading.
Any direction. Okay, Sue, thanks a lot. Hey, the weather report and the traffic reports are brought to you by, it looks like, our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, Chuck and Judy Kinney there. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. See what else is going on. I've given away the prime rib tickets. Hey, you know what? If you want some tickets to Colt 45s, give us a call. I'm not going to put any limit on how many people call on this, so you can call right at the beginning and keep going. 605-4567. I can give you 2 to 4 tickets. If you need more than 4, you're going to have to give me a good reason. Because there's only a few games left, and I still have some tickets left.
And they're really good this year.
Oh, my gosh. We're having great games. It's going to be a cooler weekend here because they don't start playing till 7:15. You're in the shade. You got the river breeze coming off. It's a great time. Okay. Hey, I am here with Adam McElveen. Adam, it's been a while.
It's been a couple months, I think.
A couple months, yeah. You know, a lot of things have happened, though.
That's right. There's always a lot going on.
You know, the big thing was, and you and I have talked about this before. In fact, you brought my attention to it on Seattle's Dying months ago when it first came out. You said, Carl, you got to take a look at this. And to tell you the truth, you know, when it was 47 minutes or 57 minutes, you know, I'd watch part of it and then, you know, my mind would wander off. But they had this event the other night in the, at the Cascade. And the bottom line I took out of the movie, and tell me if this is what you took, because you've watched it several times, is that the problem they're having in Seattle is drugs. And drugs are what leads to the homelessness. And then the problem they were having in enforcing the laws there. Did you take that? Did you kind of take a look at that?
Absolutely. It's not an economic problem. It's it's deeper than that. And I think we're certainly seeing the same symptoms here. And that's one of the things that makes it so difficult to deal with. How do you get to these people and how do you get them to want to change their lives and kick the habit? And the law, the state laws in California have not made that easier for us to do.
Well, no, we've got to look at, Stephanie Bridget made it pretty clear that night that AB 109 and then what we did to ourselves, Proposition 47 and 57, of course, when it's titled Safe Schools, Safe Streets, what does that have to do with turning a bunch of pervs loose on the streets? I have no idea, but people read that, and that's all they read, and they voted for it. So whoever controls that portion of the voting apparatus, thinking that you're voting against something and indeed you're voting for something. So she pointed out that we are up, that this release of criminals and not enough money handed down to us to take care of something like this, then we don't have we're already behind the eight ball right there.
Yeah, it was something set in motion. I think that, the local agencies here weren't necessarily prepared for and still playing catch up, trying to figure out how we're going to sort this out. The city has been doing a great job. We've been doing the sweeps. We've been trying to add more officers, mm-hmm. Hold people accountable. The county, of course, added 100 jail beds this year, which I know our officers definitely said that they've noticed a difference, having 100 more
bad guys,
troublemakers
off
the street. And I know that the county had plans that after the new courthouse was built that they were going to add an additional 128 beds. So I hope that that's still on the table if they don't see any other new resources before then. And I think that will also be a big deal and help the situation.
Well, that leads to the big thing. Is Joe Comente spearheading it along with Steve Morgan? I know Joe is for sure. He's been talking about this. What he ran on was this. And a 1 cent sales tax countywide. Countywide. And the, don't we get a bunch of people here? Okay. Code 45 tickets. Okay. For that 1 cent county sales tax, they have it delineated out to finding 500 more beds, not necessarily in one jail, one jail space, but in like a work farm, a jail, mm-hmm. Kind of a detention center also, anyway, but it adds up to 500 beds, which gives us that 900 that we need in this area. But also money goes to the DA, public defender, the sheriff, and the Reading police, and the Anderson police.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this, it spreads out to that. And at the other, on the other hand, we've got people trying to do a 1 cent sales tax via the city route,
mm-hmm.
that goes into the general fund, I believe.
That is correct. And one thing that I would like to mention is, I think, did you have Captain Schuler on recently from the Reading Police Department? So, if we want to address, over the past 10 or 15 years, our violent crime levels have remained relatively the same. But as you know, it was our quality of life crimes that we really saw spike in 2012,
mm-hmm.
With the AB 109 issue. And before the recession, we had hovered usually around 3,000 crimes a year. And then by 2012, we peaked at about 4,500, which was, a 50% increase from what we were used to. So that was a really big deal, and I think everyone felt that. And, of course, with social media, everyone was very aware of the quality of life crimes occurring. But, in 2018, in the last couple of years, we've seen that start trending down. In 2018, we were at 3,400 crimes, and I hope to see that continue to decline in
2019. Well, that'd be nice if that happens.
Yeah, so we're much closer today than we were a couple years ago to getting those quality of life crimes back to the level that they were before the recession.
Okay, we're going to take a break because then the question I'm going to come back is then do you think we need to have a sales tax?
That's a great question.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 30 years, a veteran-owned business. Martin and Pam have built a business that is just simply great. Voted best in the North State, all types of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, they have it all. This is the people that work on ours, and that's why when I walk inside my house, I have air conditioning. And when it's cold, I have heat. It's because of Martin and Alliance Heating and Air and Pam. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Easy for you to say, Sue. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back. ENT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at ENT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Jack, well, yes, sir. Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning Service, we carry a complete line of Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling systems.
Don't make a bit of sense to me.
Well, sir, we're always here to help you at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. I don't know why you're so grouchy.
I'm not feeling grouchy.
And here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, we can install a new Energy Star high-efficiency system with our expert technicians. Now, what do you think of that?
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, quality service is just a phone call away with Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
cookies, and yogurt with three locations. Cookies, not just any old cookies.
Not just any old yogurt.
Gourmet cookies.
And gourmet yogurt. Smooth, creamy, high-quality yogurt. You can top with candy, syrup, fresh fruit, and cookies.
Really good cookies.
Really good yogurt.
On Hartnell Avenue and Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday. And inside the Mount Shasta Mall, also open Sunday.
Really good yogurt.
And really good cookies. It's cookies.
And yogurt.
Check us out online at cookies.
And yogurt.
Redding.com. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from B&T Satellite.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're taking care of business here, 8:20 in the morning. It is about 75 degrees right now, going up to, I like to say 100, because we have different areas here. And you can say 98 or you can say 97, but you know what? It's 100 someplace. When I get into my truck, it says 112. And then by the time I drive around town a little bit, it says 100. I've beaten that record, by the way. I've gone up to 118 in that truck before. So, oh yeah. It sits out there, absorbs the, it's red, absorbs the heat. Right. Oh yeah, it waits in there and it says, hello, Carl. When I sit in there and you put your hands on the steering wheel and you go, ooh. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, a lot of people are having problems with your fire insurance What you need to do if you're having problems getting the fire insurance, give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441. Let her and her team work on this. This is one of the things they're doing. They're fighting the battles for their clients. And you have all of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been doing this since 1993. Judy Maxwell, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441. Hey, Leroy won the Colt 45 tickets. And his comment was, if minimum wage doubles, why not Social Security? Yeah.
That's a great question.
Yeah, I like that. If you're going to give $15 an hour, and you're a businessman, we'll get to that eventually. Now, the question that I asked right before we left is, would you support a tax? And it sounds like you're saying this, hey, we've already gotten another 100 off the streets, and if we get another 100 off the streets, you know, our crime's going down to where it was before the recession. Do we need a countywide or a citywide tax?
Well, I'm still examining the county tax that's been talked about, and I know the county took action on Tuesday to formally put together the language for a ballot measure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, from what I've seen in the past, I think they're on the right track as far as putting something up for the voters to really look at.
It has to be a two-thirds majority on this because this is a specific tax.
Right.
This goes strictly for public safety. It doesn't go for anything else. Mm-hmm. As opposed to the 1 cent sales tax, which goes to the general fund in Reading.
Correct.
I can't help but think if with another $24-25 million in the city coffers, if that passed, that there wouldn't be a bunch of raises down at City Hall.
That would be... You know, that would likely happen at some point, I would imagine, because it would be the blank, the one at the city's the blank check tax.
This is the blank check.
There's no strings attached. The one that they're discussing at the county is the specific, which is required by law to be spent on what they say they're going to spend it on. And I think that's a lot more attractive to people in the area because people want the problem solved, but they also want to know that if they're going to support a tax, that money's committed.
Yeah,
to what they're
and there's
what they're
there's
for.
Even a there's even a budget line item in there for an auditing firm every year to come in there to ensure that that's where that money's going to, is going to those specific areas.
Mm-hmm.
With the open tax, the general fund tax, I mean, you can say it's going to go to law enforcement, and this whole city council makes it happen that 50% goes to it. But the next city council that rolls in may not agree. Say, oh, you know what? We've got a bunch of unfunded liabilities that's killing us here.
That's right. Yeah, and there's actually – and, you know, I have to, promote the city and talk about the positive things that are happening. But
there are
cities across California now that are putting up sales taxes just to pay for PERS.
Yeah.
because they're in the hole so badly.
PERS knocks another percentage point off, on how much they're making.
If they change that.
Senator Daley told me, he says, stand by. He says, you're going to see cities and towns going bankrupt all over the state.
Mm-hmm. So it would be a big problem. But Redding's in great shape. And I do want to say, I don't know if we give enough credit to our police officers, but those guys work so hard, and they've been working so hard for so many years, and they're really the main reason that we've seen the quality of life crimes start to come back down. And we saw that spike in vehicle theft, auto theft, and we had a team of six or eight officers that put their mind to it and put some strategy together, and they've really brought
that. They've been hammering that, huh?
They've really brought that number down as well. So
you would think that everybody would know by now not to leave your keys in the car.
Right.
You would think that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the other night, I'm looking for my keys, and I finally go back out in my truck.
And you left them in there?
Oh, yeah. I was carrying stuff out of the truck. So there they were, laying on the seat. And they'd been in there for like an hour. So now our neighborhood doesn't get hit. So, I mean, I shouldn't say it doesn't. I mean, we have our problems out there. Mm-hmm. But there I did. I just left them there because I was carrying stuff in, got something else happened in the house. So I got and then when I started looking for them, you have to walk back the last time you remember seeing them. It was in the truck. So here I am after talking about this and preaching about this to everybody for years. Yeah, I went ahead and did it.
Right, but that wasn't you did it by accident. It wasn't something that you do routinely.
Oh no, that was it was kind of a one of a time thing. But it only takes once though to become a statistic around here. Now I agree with you. They've been pushing the violent crimes going down and all this, and I don't think people realize it because they see so many people on the streets laying out there. They equate that with crime.
Right, and that's the big problem that we have, and that's our biggest challenge is the homeless people that are in Redding currently, and that's a big difference from where we were before the recession. There's a lot more people on the street, and it's such a difficult situation, especially as an elected official, because there's so many different segments. You have the mental health segment, you have the criminal group, the real troublemakers that are running around, and that's definitely our responsibility as a city. We have to protect our public spaces. That's an absolute must. But the other thing that makes this tough is this is America. It's still a free country. It's not communist China.
No matter what people think, huh?
Right. Well, we can't just start
all the Nazis out there.
Right. So. Right. But we can't, people have rights and liberty, and we can't, we can't just go start.
You can't trample on that. On the other hand, there's laws.
Correct. And it is our responsibility to enforce those laws and to do what we can to create policy that protects people and protects their property.
And protects their quality of life.
Correct.
And we had a battle that went on at the Henderson Open Spaces, as you know, several weeks ago.
It's constant.
And I can tell you this, that one of the people that were on our show came in and just let me know is that the police have been down there. The people are not camping right behind them anymore. They've moved down to another spot down in that area, but away from the homes. Mm-hmm. So I think there was enough pressure put on them that they got the idea. But, you've got to be able to go out in your back porch and be able to sit out there with your grandchild without two people, 50 yards away having a great sex time out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. You should be able to protect your property, and the city's responsible for maintaining our property, the public spaces. And that's, that's one of the reasons that we became, the police department became more aggressive, and we started doing the sweeps and moving into those areas.
I'm fully behind this police department. They're doing a great job. Having members of law enforcement in my family, seeing the things that they have to put up with every day and the danger they have every day, and then the constant grinding away at people and then seeing them back out on the street again, waving at them. So we're going to take a quick break. And we're going to come on. We're going to be back because we want to talk about some more of the positive things that are going on in town. I really want to talk about your internet,
okay,
high speed internet, because I always think that somewhere is going to be a core of building, of us. I mean, we're doing so well right now. You know, when you look around at things that are happening, you know the battles are on at various other areas. But downtown is really looking good.
There's a lot going on downtown.
Oh, my gosh. But I really think the core of this growth mm-hmm. could be this high-speed internet that yeah. you have been proposing. So we're going to talk about that when we get back. And Dale, hang on till we get back, and you can give you time to ask Adam a question or make a statement. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is they're set up to give the best and most complete training for CCW or advanced concealed carry, home defense, even unarmed combat. If you don't feel comfortable with carrying a pistol or if you don't want to resort to the pistol, we also have an instructor there that can teach you to defend yourself long enough to get away if that's what it takes. All this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out all the classes on usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822, Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back with Adam McElvain, City Councilman of Reading. Or should I call you City Council Person?
Vice Mayor.
Vice Mayor. Okay, we'll just do that. Vice Mayor of Reading.
North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon or tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
And now, back to our show.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Sometimes the computer goes, nah.
It has to think.
It says, like, I'm not going to, I don't like that song. I'm not going to play it. It happens very rarely, but every so often.
Hey, everybody likes Don't Stop Me Now from Queen.
No, yeah, gosh, you know
it'll
what?
Start rolling here in like 30 seconds. Yeah. Give it a minute.
Well, we'll just keep going here. 8:34 in the morning, 74 degrees, going up to 100 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, of course. You know, stroke is a very scary thing. They talk about the golden hour in stroke and being able to get people medical treatment in that. I can tell you that Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. That means is not only do they have comprehensive treatment for stroke for people that have suffered a stroke, but for patients affected by stroke, beginning with immediate evaluation and screening by specialized nurses and physicians. They provide preventative care and screening also of high-risk patients. As I said, in many cases, stroke, if it's treated in that first hour, is reversible. Think about Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. I'm here with Adam McElvain, Vice Mayor of Reading. Oh, you know what? Be still my fluttering heart here.
Thanks, Carl.
That's okay. Hey, we talked, you know what? A lot of great things are happening, but let's go to Dale first. Dale, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I listened
to the radio this morning, and I heard Henderson Open Space brought up.
Yes.
It probably has gotten a little better down by Dave because they've all moved down behind my house.
Oh, okay.
It's still a nightmare, and it makes me think of listening to Stephanie Bridget at the Seattle is Dying presentation the other day, and she just kept bringing up numerous times, we've got to enforce the law first. We've got to enforce the law. And the fact is, we're not enforcing the law. I don't want communist China. I just want the law enforced. It's very simple. I drive all over Northern California. Yesterday, I was at three different city halls. You don't see criminals hanging out, shooting up drugs at any of those places. You don't see it in their parks. I was at Corning Parks yesterday. Kids playing, no tents. This is a city of Reading problem because we refuse to enforce the law.
Okay, Dale. Thank you. Let me ask Adam about that. I was hoping the whole situation down there had gotten better because I know they were putting more police down there and coming in there. But
we don't have any more police. Julie doing a video lying about hiring officers that have not been hired.
Let's talk to Adam about that. Okay, Dale, thanks a lot. Is she saying we're hiring people we're not hiring?
Well, the city council, approved the hiring of four new community service officers here back in March, I believe.
Yeah.
And two of them they started hiring for immediately, and two more they started hiring for actually just this week with an approval that we gave on Tuesday.
Okay. What about police officers?
So we haven't hired any new sworn officers this year, but the community service officers are...
You don't put them down there in the open spaces, do you, to move people around?
Typically, they don't move people around, but they could definitely go out and look. You know, they can be eyes and ears for the department, which is really valuable.
When I was there the first time, Henderson Open Space, I wasn't going to walk down there by myself in the middle of that.
Right.
I'll just tell you that. And it wasn't like I wasn't armed, because I was. But mm-hmm. there was too many to keep a 360 constantly through there. Now, some people say that, oh, I've walked through, there's been no problems. That could be. Mm-hmm. But you go down there to look and take photos, all of a sudden, you know, things change. And so sending a community service officer down there isn't part of their, I guess it could be eyes and ears, but I don't know if that's part of their job description.
No, it definitely is. That's definitely something
that they could do. Put yourself in
harm's way. Typically, they don't put themselves in harm's way. But they can definitely work as eyes and ears for the police department so that we know where to allocate resources. But the police department has been, working hard enforcing the law, trying to protect our public property it is difficult. There are people that move around. You know, when we push really hard in one place, sometimes they'll end up somewhere else. But
why don't you just fence off both ends of Henderson Open Space? It's not that wide a place, and leave a gate there that you can't bring in. You people can go in there with bikes, but they can't go in with stuff like shopping carts and cars. Like,
you know, I'm not
now.
Sure how far. So if we were using the fence for that purpose, I'm not sure how close we could get to the river before we'd have to get permission from different state agencies and things of that nature.
Maybe we so would might have be, to. Maybe they had, if they had, but they can't swim around with a cart. Anyway.
No, that's true. But so we're going to continue to do that, and that's something that that I definitely support. But I'll check in again on Henderson Open Space and see where we're at and what the latest status of that is.
You know, when we got into this, it's because people have been living there their whole lives. They've got their life sunk into their homes, and it's not a $900 million houses they have down there. And
right.
I know that doesn't make any difference to you, Adam, or should make it to anybody. But, you know, I saw it. I saw it a couple of times. And it was just bad. And I know this. I know they started. I know y'all started pushing them down there.
If I lived down there, it would bother me tremendously. You know, I have young children, and definitely wouldn't want people camping in my backyard or on city property.
Or Courtney to take the kids through there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to switch totally now because I am, since I've been here for Lyndon, I've been here now for 10 years in the station.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to believe in the same spot.
I would have guessed longer.
No.
Is it 10 years?
Wow. Been 10 years, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well, we got fired out of the last radio station, so we started our own, you know how it goes. it really irritated us. I'm going to start my own station.
Yeah.
I'm watching K2 coming up. I'm watching what all the things that are happening over here with the parking mm-hmm. structure. I'd like to get into that with you.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I think is so important, and people for some reason, I don't know why they don't grasp it, or they're looking at it in a different way, is this fiber cable, this high-speed internet.
Mm-hmm.
I see so many things that can come from that. Where are we with that? You've been pushing this for well over a year.
So let me lead into that. One of the things I want to say is Reading is we have challenges, but on the other end, Reading is doing exceptionally well right now, and it's something that I couldn't be more excited about. The downtown, as you know, is looking at $300 million of investment over the next couple of years, and the city as a whole is looking at $700 million in investment.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't include the casino, but the other projects that have already been permitted or are going through the permitting process.
$300 million
is downtown, $700 million citywide. And what's interesting about that, Carl, is that amount of investment in commercial development that we're going to see over the next 3 years is the same amount that Reading's had over the past 25 years.
Wow.
So the amount of development we've seen in 25 years is going to happen once over in the next 3 years. So that's exciting because that means jobs, that means activity. And it's going to have a tremendous impact on the city. And you can already see when you're driving around that there's a lot of places where there's activity, construction activity, and there's
going to be. Are you kidding? It's everywhere. You know, right behind us, they took down the old police station. Now there's parking structure. You know, it's parking spaces in there. They use it mm-hmm. for, I think, open market and other stuff. Right behind us here, you know, behind the station where the old police station is, that's done. There's parking across the street over there where Raba has put in all that parking in over there. If you take down the parking structure, is there plans for rebuild part of that parking structure?
Yes. Yeah, so part of the proposal from K2 and the McConnell Foundation is that there will be a new multi-story parking structure put in to replace many of those parking spots. But it's such an exciting time to see Reading go through this transformation. You know, we need to, I think everyone ought to be excited, you know, to see our city, coming into this success. And, you know, we definitely don't want to overlook our challenges and we've got one or two major challenges that we're still all working on every day. But, at the same time, we need to look at the positive and see the really good things that are happening in our city. And personally, I couldn't be more excited. 2020 is shaping up to be one of the best years Reading's seen in a long time, potentially a generation.
Okay. Now, quickly tell me about this, about the internet.
So,
where are we?
Yeah, I was just leading into that. So, we did the downtown network design. We did the cost analysis. We came back to the city council at that first meeting.
And how much?
So the downtown, the cost to put in the internet downtown was between 1.9 and 2.6 million dollars.
All right.
And that depends on
That's a million with an M. Right. Million dollars.
Right. Okay. Correct. 1.9 to 2.6. And my original estimate was 2.6 to 2.8.
Okay.
But prices keep coming down, actually, on the technology, which is fantastic. And so we started exploring this open access system, which would be really a new and very beneficial thing to people in Reading and to the businesses. So we came back to the city council and asked for authorization to meet with stakeholders. We hadn't met with anyone yet to discuss what the options were for the city and get feedback and to identify funding sources, concrete funding sources for this project. So that's where we're at right now, and we should have something back to the council soon.
What's soon, a month? Weeks, 4 months?
Probably, I would say probably within a month or two, we'll be bringing something back to the council.
So within 60 days,
yeah.
On the, you know, for the furthest, is that you're going to come back with a way of seeing how it's going to be paid for. Is that right?
So financing options, stakeholder engagement. There is, there's something else now, though, that that we're looking at, because the electric utility is putting in their own fiber network to communicate for between the substations.
REU is?
Mm-hmm. So that was something that we approved in the budget earlier this year for the electric utility.
They're putting in a high speed?
They're putting in fiber for their own communication purposes.
Can we use that?
Yeah, so that's the that's really what we're analyzing as part of this, is how does the municipal side complement what would be the customer side? And how do those work together?
Well, they've already got the cabling and all that kind of stuff in. Dan Beans, you got to just watch that guy.
Yeah.
He is always coming up with great ideas.
Well, it's something that's a really big deal for the electric utility. And I know we haven't gotten into this, and I'd love to come back and talk about it
at some point.
But the fire, you know, there's a lot of new regulations being put on the electric utility in regards to fires and monitoring. And, you know, we have some different areas in the city where if it's too hot or too windy, we have to shut off the power. But if we get to a point where we've mitigated properly and we have the right equipment, no matter how hot or windy it gets, we won't have to shut off.
And I know
power.
That's what Dan's pushing for. And, what you all voted for, the 19 new people. I've got to take a break here, but there's that to me was a huge, huge vote that you all working with REU, which is owned by me and you and everybody else, to put out mitigation ways that we can put a fire, we can actually put a fire break around Reading practically.
Yep.
Is the way that it was described.
Yep.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is a better known business down in the Cypress Square Shopping Center off of Athens Avenue. You can make appointments there to get haircuts, 244-9478. It's a great place. It's the only place I've gone for 12 years since I've gotten back, from my last tour. It's Cypress Square Barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. Yeah. We'll be right back with Adam McElvain, Vice Mayor of Reading, and we're going to talk about a couple more positive things that are happening and a couple other questions, too.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, it's going to go up to 100 today. It's about 75 right now. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. There's so much work going on. We're not going to get into all the roads that are being worked on, but trust me, every direction, practically, if you're leaving, 299, 273, 99, 5, they're all working on them. So if you're planning on going anywhere, especially on the 5, give yourself, north or south, give yourself some time there. And by the way, the Highway Patrol is out in those areas where it says 55 miles per hour, and they're out there with radar guns, and they will stop you. Okay. I'm with Adam McElveen, Vice Mayor of Reading. But tell us the name of your business, too.
Pacific Sky.
Pacific Sky. And what mm-hmm. do you do there?
It's a marketing firm. I'm a partner. And we do branding, video work, website, print. And so it's a full-service marketing firm in Reading, and we do everything in-house.
Great.
It's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
You have to come down there sometime and see what you do.
Have you never been there?
Never been
okay.
there. I know where you're at.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you're on the corner of – are you on the corner?
No, we're over on Larkspur by Carmona's.
South
of Carmona's.
Okay, yeah. Good. I do know where you're at then. Yeah. I go by there on my way to Bastiani's.
Yeah,
go
in there. It's right there.
I go in there and Fondo ammunition and stuff since they're making it hard to buy, but I can go look at it, at least right now. Okay, let's go on back to the high-speed, what is it called? I call it the high-speed internet. But it's a fiber optic.
So it's fiber optic connection, which is different than the copper or coax.
And it just makes things a lot faster. Now,
yes,
you're saying it's going to cost anywhere up to from $1.9 to $2.4 million, $2.6 million to put in. What's that going to do to my cost once you get it in?
Well, so we would still have to put in the numbers, but we're really shooting for less than $100 a month for a gigabit connection. Mm-hmm. And, again, we're looking at this open access model, which is kind of where the city would put in the fiber, but then private companies could compete for as ISPs for your
Spectrum and other places?
Anyone who wanted to participate. So this is something that's been very successful in other cities. It creates competition, and it's a great way to have a private-public partnership. And it's something where, you know, I'm not the kind of person that's wants the government to compete with the private sector. But, you know, the government's great at public safety, and the government's also great at infrastructure. So what this would be is basically the city of Reading handling and saying, hey, we're going to bring in the infrastructure, fiber, we're going to install it, and we're going to turn it on. Okay. And that's as much as we're going to do, and then we're going to allow the private sector to use that network, and customers get to decide how they want to use it.
Yeah, in Chattanooga they did this, and this was a huge thing in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Chattanooga is I tell you what, it could be an icon for growth in a community. My sister lives there, not because she lives there, but she's always pointing out to me all the things that happen there, and how come there's no state income tax, and it's a great place to live. You know, et cetera, et cetera. But for Chattanooga, the big step for them was that high-speed internet.
Yeah, and, you know, Chattanooga actually reached out to us and offered to support. They provide help do support for municipal services.
Wow.
Outside of their own area.
So, I'll be darned.
And they've got a great outfit. Ours would be a little bit different because they just offer high-speed internet. We would be offering open access, so you'd still have that high-speed internet option, but you could also connect your home to your business, or the hospital could connect to any, you know, all the doctor's offices in town because you're all on the same network.
Okay.
It's extremely valuable.
Okay.
Service.
This is our show here, and we can bring in other experts to talk about things that could happen with that, and we'll do that, Adam. But fire. We're now into the fire season. We're seeing arson down in Cottonwood. They're putting,
Yep.
Can you believe that? And
no.
Then with the fires that started in Happy Valley and a few other places. What are we doing here? We've got all of this. This is bothers me. After that snow, we have nothing but trees down, brush and everything, and I don't see the city of Reading out there clearing it out.
Well, that's because we've got a lot of property. We're looking at maybe 12 square miles of open space that the city owned.
I shrugged my shoulders to that because – you've got people out there camping in this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we're a spark away from having a greenbelt take out some more houses.
No, I agree. And that's why we did, and I think you saw the unanimous support from council to approve this plan. Because we do have the, we'll have that wildland firefighter crew in their downtime, they are out trimming and cutting brush and mitigating the fire danger. But then they're also on call for those types of fires. So most of the city is, I think, what they call a class one zone, which means that we don't have to turn off the power no matter how hot or windy it gets. And then, you get closer to the west side, you see some class two. And then most of the very west side of town is class three.
Mm-hmm.
And, what we did is we approved this plan that over a five-year period that all of that should be mitigated from fire danger so that we don't have to turn off anyone's power.
Well, isn't there like some emergency funds that you could hire local crews of, all these tree services and stuff like this to go out there and just start and just give them,
have you called the tree service lately? They're booked out for, 8 or 10 months, maybe more. It's unbelievable what's happened to some of the markets in Reading after the natural disasters that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
But if you call the tree service right now to try and get something taken out, you're looking at maybe half a year or more before they can get to your place. I mean, everybody's booked.
Okay, what about the goat option?
I was a big proponent of the goat option. I love the goat option. We changed the law. I know that there are some I think there's a portion of the city that's looking at that. But, it feels to me like we live in an era where I should be able to manage a herd of goats from an iPad, and have them walk around the city and
They don't work like that. They're like two-year-olds.
No, I mean, you should be able to have a solar collar, a GPS collar on them and shepherd them around the city. And they work for – all they need is water. And, you know, they can get – and the amazing thing about goats, too, is they can get in places where it's very hard for humans to get
they can chew it up. But
they're
using them down in Corning or someplace around here. I mean, the guy's got –
there's a lot of people that use them.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I haven't seen any goats out here.
I know they're approved, and I know goats are in high demand now, but I'm definitely a big proponent of the goats and anything that we can do to get that brush cut back.
Adam McElvain, thank you so much for coming in today, buddy.
And, I appreciate it.
I appreciate your care and your hard work. As you're running a business, you got a family, and you're up to your elbows in city matters too. So, and I know that it's a thankless job many times, but thank you so much for not only your service to our country being a veteran, but what you're doing for our city.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. Okay, everybody, have a great weekend. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta.